Escape the Mat Race with me, Lisa Staker, the Rebellious Coach. This podcast is all about empowering you to break free from the straitjacket of the traditional 9-to-5 and pursue a life of freedom, purpose and fulfillment. If you're feeling stagnant and frustrated in your career and want to feel free and fulfilled, this podcast is here to reignite your passion for work and life by providing you with the resources and insights you need to take the leap and escape the rat race. So get ready to break free and start living life on your own terms. Welcome to another episode of Escape the Rat Race. Today we're embarking on a journey of professional growth, fueled by rebellion and a thirst for personal advancement. But before we delve into the rebellious strategies, let's look at why it's so important to be a bit rebellious when we're looking at our personal growth. It's because being rebellious encourages you to challenge the status quo. You embrace risk-taking, foster innovation, promote personal empowerment, and you prioritise continuous learning. By embracing a rebellious mindset, you break free from the constraints of the corporate world and chart your own course to success. As the iconic Steve Jobs once said, "Here's to the crazy ones, the misfits, the rebels, the troublemakers, the round pegs in the square holes, the ones who see things differently." So how do you do it? Well, first, you need to challenge the status quo. You can't grow professionally unless things change. Albert Einstein once said, "We cannot solve our problems with the same thinking we used when we created them." It's time to disrupt that status quo and challenge conventional wisdom. Don't be afraid to ask why and what if. These questions are catalysts for innovation and progress. And without you actually making these challenges, nothing will change. Don't be afraid to question the way things have been done and propose new bold ideas. This is the way the organisation will move forward, and so will you. You're going to need to embrace discomfort and take some calculated risks. Growth rarely happens within the confines of your comfort zone. To truly unleash your potential, you must be willing to embrace this discomfort and take those risks. Whether it's volunteering for a challenge project, or pursuing a new skill, or stepping into a leadership role, dare to push the boundaries of what you thought was possible. You can choose courage or you can choose comfort. You can't have both. These are wise words from Brené Brown. It's time to step out of your comfort zone and embrace the unknown. Remember, growth and comfort rarely coexist. You need to prioritise learning and development. Continuous learning is the key to staying ahead in today's rapidly evolving environment. Whether it's attending workshops, pursuing certifications, or seeking out mentorship opportunities, prioritise your own learning and development. And remember, knowledge is power, and investing in yourself is the ultimate act of rebellion. In the words of Maya Angelou, "When you know better, you do better." Continuous learning is the cornerstone of professional growth. Seek out opportunities to expand your knowledge and skill set, and never stop investing in your own development. I remember back in the corporate days when I would jump at any kind of opportunity to learn something new. I'd attend evening classes to kind of expand my brain. One of them in particular was for bricklaying. Never became bricklayer, but it was thoroughly enjoyable and it just showed me there was a different world out there. So try those new things because you never know, they might just kind of be that spark of something that you want to carry on. The next thing you have to do is to kind of grow your network. They say your network is your net worth. I couldn't agree more. Surround yourself with like-minded individuals who share your values and inspirations. Seek out mentors who can offer guidance and support, and don't hesitate to pay it forward by mentoring others in return. Together, we can lift each other up and propel ourselves towards success. The entrepreneur Reid Hoffman once said, "The fastest way to change yourself is to hang out with people who are already the way you want to be." Surround yourself with those like-minded individuals who inspire and challenge you. Your network is your greatest asset on your journey to success. The next one's a little bit odd and you might think it's a bit strange, but embrace failure, as this can be a real catalyst for growth. In the pursuit of professional growth, failure is inevitable. But there's a secret. Failure isn't the opposite to success. It's a stepping stone on the path to success. Embrace failure as a valuable learning experience. And don't let fear hold you back from taking risks and pursuing your dreams. Tom Edison famously said, "I have not failed. I just found 10,000 ways that didn't work." Failure really isn't the end. It is just that stepping stone to success. So embrace it as a valuable learning experience and use it to propel yourself forward. Which leads me to the next point, to cultivate a growth mindset. At the heart of every rebel is a growth mindset, a belief that your abilities and intelligence can be developed through dedication and hard work. Cultivating a growth mindset by embracing challenges, seeking feedback, and maintaining a positive attitude, even in the face of adversity. With the growth mindset, the sky really is the limit. And we're going to come back to this again in my next episode, where we're going to go a little bit further into what exactly a growth mindset is. Finally, I want you to stay true to your values. In a world that often values conformity over individuality, stay true to your values, as it's the ultimate act of rebellion. Identify what truly matters to you, whether it's integrity, authenticity, or social impact. And let those values guide your decisions and actions. Remember, the most fulfilling career is one that aligns with your values and your passions. So whether your interests are for sustainability or helping others, or just having the freedom to be able to do what you want to do with your life, make sure those are at the centre, and then you're going to be rebelling against that conformity and making sure you live life on your terms. Now, today's just a little short episode, as I really think this is a topic that kind of stands on its own. So I'm going to wrap it up, and I'll leave you with one final thought. The journey to professional growth is not a sprint, it's a marathon. It requires patience, persistence, and a healthy dose of rebellion. So go forth and unleash your potential. Break free from the confines of the rat race and embrace the limitless possibilities that await you. So that's it for today's episode of Escape the Rat Race. Until next time, keep challenging the status quo, keep pushing the boundaries, and never stop fighting for your dreams. Stay rebellious, my friends. See you next time.
That's all for today's episode of Escape the Rat Race. I hope you found it helpful and inspiring, and it has given you some ideas for how you can start taking action towards escaping the rat race to a life of freedom, purpose, and fulfillment. If you've enjoyed this episode, please subscribe to the podcast and leave a review on your favourite platform. And if you have any questions, comments, or feedback, feel free to reach out to me using the contact details in the notes to the podcast. I'm your host, Lisa Staker. Thank you again for listening, and I'll see you next time on Escape the Rat Race.